Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Osoko Sibiya, will join you every morning around about this time to give you some wonderful news coming out of the African continent. Soku, good morning.
Good morning, Awungile and to listeners.
So, talk to me about a clinic making artificial limbs in the Central Africa Republic.
Yes, now, so 6 years ago, there was a bit of a civil war in the Central Africa Republic due to some political mishaps that happened that time. It's since calmed down, quietened down quite a bit, but you know, there's always the casualties of such political strife. And one of the things that happens is that you find that there are a lot of amputees. Now life needs to go on for many of them, and they find that they really now can't maneuver or be as mobile as they used to be. And in a country where, you know, healthcare is sometimes not the priority if you're thinking about safety and security and just getting things up and running after a civil war. Sometimes health accessories, fall by the wayside. So this clinic in the capital in Bangui is basically manufacturing and distributing artificial limbs. So they make them themselves, and this is how they also create jobs within that area. It is the only clinic in the country at the moment, but they're hoping that they can use the model that they are testing out in the capital to roll it out to other parts of the country as well. Most of the fighting did happen in the capital, but it doesn't mean that that's the only place where people were maimed. So what they do is that they run a workshop, even a rehabilitation center at this clinic for people who now have to, you know, live without a limb. And what's great about this is that so many people are getting exposed to different jobs. So, you know, everybody's getting some sort of counseling, because even if you're not perhaps the one that was amputated, but living in a conflict zone, it can be very traumatic. And people are now learning skills in terms of how to adapt infrastructure. And hopefully, government will then start prioritizing and actually rolling out this plan across the country too.
Lovely. As always, Soku, thank you so much for joining us in conversation this morning. We'll chat again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to you listening at home. That is Soku Sibiya, the editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.